This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, February 7th. Cattle markets yesterday were fairly quiet, just trading an inside day on the live cattle trade, a bit lower most of the session. Feeder cattle also lower throughout the day, but taking out the previous day's low. So we had a little bit more weakness showing up in the feeder cattle trade, but by and large, a pretty quiet day. Cash markets pretty slow to get rolling. We did see some about 1,000 head traded in Nebraska at around 124. That'd be fairly close to where they traded the previous week, maybe about a dollar higher. Box beef values yesterday were mixed. Choice was up 55 cents at 218. Select down 73 cents at 212. The spread sitting at 520, so that's widening out a little bit. And the movement was 112 loads. Now we got an export sales number report this morning. Pretty disappointing, and I would expect the markets are going to react to that. But 7,500 tons was all we sold. That's about half of what we've been used to seeing, and is about a third of what we saw here last week. So pretty big drop. Now this is toward the end of the year. It's as of December 27th. Holidays could have something to do with that, but nevertheless, it is still a pretty low number. Of that 7,500 tons sold, Canada took 1,400. Japan took 1,700, Hong Kong took 1,200. So kind of some of the regular players, South Korea was pretty low, about 800 tons. The Hong Kong, we see about once a month. Usually they buy quite a bit more than that. But again, it's the holidays probably skewed that a bit. But for the most part, it's a disappointing number. So we look at the board, we look at the cash markets. Cash markets were firmed a little bit, well, steady to firm last week, and there's that same kind of firm undertone to them this week. Feedlot conditions continue to be pretty stressful across the eastern central plains and up into the Midwest. Got another major cold snap hovering over the Midwest and the northern plains. That's going to slow down weight gains and just add more stress to cattle that were already wet and feedlots that were already wet and muddy. So this will firm up the ground, but it's still going to be a lot of stress to cattle across especially the western Midwest feeding area. So I would expect that you're going to see cash markets hold their own this week. Solas appear to be down just a little bit. Feedlots are current, at least at the moment. It's hard to get the cattle pushing the weights up. They're managing just to hold weight steady, basically. So they're not, at the moment, backed up. But clearly, you are backing up cattle. And that's going to, I think, really hammer us home as we get into late February and likely through March, where these backed up cattle, whether it's the eastern central plains or the western Midwest, it's a fairly large region. And I think that's going to spell trouble for, marketings as we work our way through March in particular. At the same time that these pens are finally opening up, I think you're going to see demand really step up for calves to fill those pens. At the same time, you're probably going to see a boost in demand for grass calves across the southern plains. So the feeder cattle market could take on a much different fundamental picture than the live cattle trade. Now, live cattle obviously will have some sort of effect on it, and I think you're going to see a bearish reaction to the markets as we work through March, as we clear out these pens. But the feeder cattle probably will work higher during March, perhaps into April. It just depends. Normally, we see a pretty strong seasonal run through April up into early May. Still looking for that kind of action in the feeders. But ultimately, here's the problem. You're going to be filling a greater amount of pens at the same time. As you bottleneck these cattle, they're coming out in a bunch. That's going to put pressure on the live cattle market. And I would expect to see support in the feeder cattle market. You can be placing a lot of animals around the same weight class, more than normal, into the feedlots, likely during the month of March. And my expectation is that then those cattle will be finishing in August, bunched up once again, because these are all being placed at the same time. They're going to be coming out during a time when you normally see a fair amount of pressure in those summer months as well. So this could be even further trouble. We were looking for some pretty negative prices and some major lows as we work our way into the summer and kind of zeroing in on August, because it's a seasonal window anyway. This just adds more fuel to that bearish argument that here you are already looking at, you know, big numbers in a weak market in August. Now you're just going to add to that with these bunched up placements. So we'll see how it goes. You know, maybe weather will slow that down. Maybe we'll get some intense heat or what. I don't know. But I think the cattle market is enjoying a weather-driven rally, and it is skewing the marketings and the placement patterns significantly, and that's going to affect us for several months down the road. And this is something I would be paying particular attention to, and we see that in the spreads in the price action as well. The front month live cattle the other day, the first 3 months were in positive territory. The back months were in negative territory. You clearly see the market expecting that kind of price action as we get into the summer. So I think as this rally has progressed and the weather has continued to support the front months, it is supporting the back months to a point. But once this dam breaks, once the weather subsides and feedlots get cleaned up, then I think the markets are going to correct themselves pretty fast. What I'm saying is I think this is a chance for hedgers that have been looking to hedge those summer marketings. This is the chance to get that done. For feeder cattle, I think we've got some upside potential yet to do that. We would look for the markets that test the top end of trading ranges. I think we're stuck in a trading range in feeder cattle for a while, but at the top end, you know, on the April feeders, we're looking at about 148, on the bottom end around 141. August feeders, that top end would take us to around 151 and a half, the bottom end to right at the 146. A fairly well-defined range so far. And we're basically just hovering, depending on which month you're looking at, but hovering in the middle to that, to the top end of that. But I think the market's going to move around quite a bit, and I think it probably will be constrained within those price ranges. But it gives us something to look for, ideas of where to get some hedges put on and how to trade this market over the next few months. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.